And Beethoven gets us into hour one of the Thursday program and a very special edition of The Oasis. It's new season in Toronto, and we're getting news from so many arts organizations, the TSO, the COC, the Canadian Stage, and our beloved Kerner Hall and the Royal Conservatory of Music, one of the world's great venues. And yesterday we got an early glimpse at 30 of the classical concerts that will be part of the RCM 2020-21 season. And with me to sort through as many of the highlights as we can today, he is going to co-host Executive Director Mervan Mehta. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us on the Oasis, even though it's snowing out.
That's why we're sending people to Aruba right now.
Excellent.
We've got these trips that we're doing. But here we are in the snow, and we are warmed up by what you have put together here. We started with Beethoven, and you put your head together with Grammy Award-winning Canadian violinist James Ennis and have curated a Beethoven 250th anniversary festival. Tell us a little bit about working with him and some of the names that you've come up with. And obviously, it is 250 years of Beethoven, so that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we're the only venue in the world that's doing anything for Beethoven.
Good one.
No, a lot of people are doing Beethoven. Obviously, you know, considered one of the three or four people that we do, that all of our music is based on, including hip-hop.
It's true.
It all is a continuum, right?
We were talking about Schubert's birthday last week, and he, you know, ended up dying unknown, very mm-hmm. much in the shadow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to beat the king, right?
We're all a little bit in the shadow of Beethoven, and for good reason. I mean, his music has lasted, obviously, these 250 years. But he broke forms, he broke rules. He was a disturber, a disruptor, a genius, a deaf man, a pain in the ass by a lot of reports.
Right.
But we've actually been doing this festival that we've just announced is a culmination of 2 years or 2 seasons of Beethoven. So his birthday is in 2020. December 16th is the actual birthday. Some people say it's the 15th or 17th.
I remember that day because it was really just weeks ago, and right. We were celebrating here. And of course, there's that great dispute. And so it seems like we were just celebrating 249, so 250 is coming down the pipe here.
Yes, so we've got a lot of Beethoven coming up this spring, but we really wanted to do something special and make it a linchpin of our 12th season now at Kerner Hall that's coming up starting in September. And there's a lot of ways, you know, you can celebrate Beethoven. Major symphonies are doing all 9 symphonies. I think Carnegie Hall is doing 2 Beethoven symphony cycles with 2 different orchestras. We don't have a full-time symphony. We have a great student orchestra, but we can't play all 9 symphonies. But we can do a lot of chamber music, and we can do a lot of recital, and we can do some song. And I also wanted to mix it up and do some things that, you know, others wouldn't do. So we've invited some guests that will do something only for Kerner Hall, that it's not kind of, you know, in their wheelhouse or something that's touring.
I'll jump in on that. And that is sort of one of your specialties, I would say, as a programmer there, that you're able to put these combinations together or get these exclusive performances you wouldn't see anywhere else. I think that is year after year what makes it a special venue in this town.
I mean, look, we start with what I considered, and you know, I'll be as boastful as you'll let me to be, one of the great halls in the world.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. And I don't say that, you know, without backing it up, because really I'll walk up to strangers or they'll walk up to me and say, hey, you know, I saw a show at Kerner. Have you been there? It is so incredible. It is so beautiful. It was perfect sound. I could see so perfectly. Mm-hmm. So I get that from, like I say, from strangers. So
yeah. Well, we just had last weekend, Peter Sellers was in town with the LA Master Chorale doing a Renaissance 90-minute Renaissance polyphonic choir show, mm-hmm. Sold 2 nights. Peter Sellers wants to come back immediately because he loves the hall so much. The choir, I mean, there was 21 people in the choir. They each hugged me on the way out saying, when can we come back? This makes our voices sound so great.
Right.
And that's what I get from, you know, I think in 12 years, I think one person has had a bad experience, and he was a bit of a jerk, so he'll never be back. But people have that.
If only we could have been a fly on the wall for that one.
But you know, the audiences feel it, the artists feel it. The hall is so acoustically wonderful, but visually wonderful. So all we do is invite our friends, and they come and hopefully do the best performance they can possibly give. And our audience is so interested and interesting, and you could hear a pin drop when concerts go on. So the artists respond to that. It is a two-way street, right. No question.
Then you have these relationships too with people like Chick Corea, who, you know, makes his way back, and different jazz artists, different classical.
I've been doing this for a while, yeah. So you build up some relationships with people, and sometimes they do something a little special when you ask them. And
we have so much to get to. I want to, and you're going to be here for the whole hour, but I want to just mention a few names that are jumping out at me right now. Stuart Goodyear is going to be here. Adrian Piachanka is coming back. Marc-Andre Amelin. The Griffin Trio with John Camiro Parker, bringing the brothers together there. The Galilee Chamber Orchestra all the way from Nazareth. The Rolston String Quartet, Les Violons du Roi, Margaret Atwood with a Canadian premiere. These are just some of the highlights. We'll get to more names. Yeah,
Margaret Atwood's a hell of a fiddle player. Did you know that?
Well, it is a little surprising, so we'll get to that in a moment. But let me ask you this. Season 12, you are inventing combinations. You're putting on premieres. Was there a thinking, obviously Beethoven, you know, 250, but was there a thinking for 2020, 2021 that you wanted to do anything thematically or anything special?
Well, Beethoven clearly is a big focus. But also, I mean, every season we want to bring some of our favorite people that have played in the hall back. But we also want to introduce some new artists that maybe aren't as well known. Víkingur Ólafsson from Iceland, who's a terrific younger pianist.
Gramophone Artist of the Year.
Right. Year. Also playing with the Toronto Symphony in the fall and then doing a recital for us in the spring.
Yeah, I sort of was wondering about that. Is he coming the same weekend?
But we talked about it, the Symphony and I, saying, you know, we both think he's you know, on the cusp of some great things.
Yeah.
And we want to introduce him in Toronto and build an audience for him. So why don't you guys have him for a concerto for two nights, and we'll have him for a recital a couple of months later, and then hopefully we'll start building up some steam for his career here in Canada.
We need to talk about the season gala for a moment. October 17th, mark that date down in honor of Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday. Royal Conservatory presenting Follies in concert at Kerner Hall. Chelina Kennedy, our own homegrown Broadway star. Eric McCormack, of course, from Will and Grace fame. Cynthia Dale, some of the names. Tom Allison, Lorraine Foreman, Ben Heppner, the great tenor. Sheila McCarthy, Louise Pitre, Jackie Richardson, Canada's Queen of Soul. Gosh, you put together quite a night here.
Well, it is a dream cast.
It
I
is.
Must say. Now, I have a very good partner in crime on this. It's our director, Richard Azunian.
Yep.
And he came to me with this idea of doing a Broadway show in concert, which we've never done at Kerner Hall. So we batted around some titles, and we both are huge Sondheim fans, and we decided that Kerner Hall and the kind of artists that we wanted to have, and the kind of the senior people from the musical theater world. And we could throw in some television people and some opera people. Follies was the perfect vehicle. We think it's, you know, one of the most perfectly written musicals. It also has a cast of kind of, you know, I would say elder people, senior people who have to kind of bring it with all their experience and all their baggage and everything else, the characters. And so when you have someone like Louise Pitre, or we have someone like Ben Heppner singing, you know, a familiar Broadway tune, but they have that experience. They've been on stages all their lives. So, you know, we are so lucky every single person we asked said yes.
It is fantastic and a very special night. Once again, October 17th, you'll want to start to think about booking your tickets. There are dinner packages. It is a very exclusive and wonderful one-time-only event, I would imagine. rcmusic.com if you would like to learn more about the entire season and, of course, this special tribute to Sondheim and Follies. We'll play a little Sondheim and we'll get back to Mervyn Mehta in just a moment. There's a woman who not only will be performing at Kerner Hall as part of the new season, but also plays a very important role there. We are getting to our orchestral works being presented at Kerner Hall in 2020-2021, as we're enjoying a special hour preview with Executive Director Mervyn Mehta, who's here. We just heard Adrian Piachanka, and she will perform alongside Michael Shada and the COC Orchestra, conducted by Johannes de Bus, on December 3rd at Kerner. Special night.
It is. And you know, we love working with Johannes. He comes almost every year to conduct this student orchestra, the Glenn Gould School Orchestra. But this is a special night where he's bringing the COC Orchestra out of the pit at the Four Seasons, where they're anonymous and you don't see them. They don't comb their hair.
Very rarely.
Now they're going to have to shine shoes and be in the public. But I love working with Johannes. He's so creative. And he said, you know, I want to be part of this Beethoven Festival, and the orchestra should be heard playing non-operatic things as well as their operatic repertoire. So, as you know, there's
I think
only...
it goes both ways, too, right?
Sure.
I mean, everybody needs that exposure.
Yeah. And Beethoven only wrote one opera, so they don't get to play a lot of Beethoven.
Right.
You know, every 10 years, they'll do a Fidelio. So he came up with this really interesting program with Adrian and Michael Schade. So they're going to do excerpts from Fidelio. Can't do the whole thing because we don't have a big choir and everything else.
Sure.
But they're also going to play Symphony No. 2. And he's going to split them up. So we'll hear one movement of Symphony No. 2, a little bit of Fidelio. Adrian will sing some other stuff. Michael will sing some other stuff, a little bit more Fidelio. So it'll be kind of a little bit of a variety night of great vocal music and great Beethoven.
A couple other performances I want to talk about. You've got Peter Ungen coming to conduct mm-hmm. the Royal Conservatory Orchestra Friday, November 27th. And then I know one that you're very excited about, the Galilee Chamber Orchestra. Coming alongside John Kamira Parker and others Saturday, December 5th. This seems like a very exotic bit of programming here.
Well, I mean, the leader, the conductor, Salim Abu al-Ashkar, I've known for quite some time. He's a wonderful pianist by himself. He was the kind of the first ever piano soloist in Daniel Barenboim's West Eastern Divan Orchestra. So he was the Palestinian pianist who was good enough to play at the world-class level with that orchestra. His brother, who now runs the Galilee Chamber Orchestra, was a violinist in the West Eastern Divan. So I happened to be in Palestine and Israel last year and got to meet them. And I said,
you know what happens when somebody meets Mervon?
There they were. We were having coffee, you know. Turns out they had an invitation to come to Carnegie Hall around this time, and they happened to have some Beethoven on their program. I said, well, if you're already in New York, it's just, you know, hop, skip, and a jump.
Sure.
So the pianist that they're using at Carnegie Hall is Daniil Trifonov.
Okay.
And it's a big fundraiser for the Galilee Chamber Orchestra. So Daniil's with us this year, actually in a couple of weeks in Carnegie Hall, and he wasn't available to come back with them. So I had to find someone who wanted to play the Shostakovich Piano Concerto, and Jackie Parker just happened to be here with the Griffin the night later.
Right.
So I said, why don't you do two concerts? So he'll be playing with the Galilee Chamber Orchestra. And just the reason why it's so interesting, besides the fact that they're really good players, half the orchestra's Palestinian, half the orchestra's Israeli. And it's the first orchestra of that kind. And it's first time they're ever in North America on this tour.
Looks like a lesson to be learned right there. I want to mention something that we just have a moment here, but Marcus Roberts with the Modern Jazz Generation. Saturday, yeah. November 21st. You have to be excited about this sort of jazz crossover night.
Well, I said I wanted some jazz on this festival, and so the only person I could think of, I called up Marcus and said, do you play any Beethoven? He said, no, but I'll learn it. I said, well, come up with a program. So he's bringing his big band, the Modern Jazz Generation, and we talked through the program. He's going to do excerpts from the Moonlight Sonata and the Waldheim Sonata and some other things, but then he's making arrangements for big band. And also adding some Beethoven because he said, you know, adding some Bernstein. I can't do all night of Beethoven because I just can't, my brain can't do 2 hours of that. So he's going to do arrangements, Oscar Peterson arrangements for big band of some Bernstein stuff.
So a classical big band night, very exciting, November 21st of this year. So much to get to, rcmusic.com for info on the 2020-2021 Kerner and RCM season. Mervon Mehta with me. More highlights in just moments. It is -4 across the board in Toronto and Coburg and Collingwood. And we'll get to the music of It Boy, Vikingur Olofsson, in just moments. But right now, a look at the roads at 3:45. It's Mark DeLuca. Bryn Terfel is the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, the music of Stephen Sondheim and Kerner Hall will welcome an all-star cast in October to present Follies from the Master of Broadway, and we are celebrating the highlights of the Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall season 2020-2021 for the entire hour right here on The Oasis. And with me, again, is executive director and the man who puts a lot of time into dreaming up these seasons at Kerner, Mervon Mehta. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
Tell us what you've put together with Margaret Atwood, because I don't think we normally think of her having really anything to do with Kerner Hall, you know, in a performance capacity.
I must say she's a regular
attendee.
Attendee, sure. And she's a regular attendee at our cafe. She lives not far from us, and so sometimes I see her. And in wonderfully Canadian fashion, no one bugs her. She just sits down, she has her cappuccino, and she's making notes or reading something, and no one bothers her, which is lovely. So Joshua Hopkins, who's a wonderful Canadian singer, been at the COC many times, regular at the Met, at the Houston Grand Opera, he had a horrific tragedy happen in his life when his sister was murdered, brutally murdered by a serial killer, just a couple of hours from Toronto. So at some point, part of his healing process, he wanted to sing about that. So just put your head around that for a minute.
No kidding. Not an easy artistic endeavor.
No, but something was driving him to do that. So he commissioned a song cycle with text by Margaret Atwood and music by Jake Hagee, who was a wonderful contemporary classical composer. I'm going to blank on the name. The prison Dead Man Walking.
Okay,
I think Pulitzer Prize for Dead Man Walking. So it's going to have its world premiere at the Houston Grand Opera in a version for piano and voice. It's going to have its world premiere in an orchestral version at the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, and we'll have the Canadian premiere of the voice and piano version in Kerner Hall.
What's the date on that one?
The date is Saturday, April 17th of next year.
I would have taken
2021.
I would have taken a month. That would have been fine, but I'm glad you had the date in front of you.
And we hope, I've already reached out to Miss Atwood, and hopefully she'll be joining us and be there for the night.
Pretty special. You're with The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. Mervyn Mehta is here sharing highlights of the 2020-21 season at Kerner Hall and the Royal Conservatory of Music. In moments, we'll get to the Griffin Trio and a look at chamber music programming. So much to get to. It is -4 in Toronto, Cobourg, and Collingwood. Let's have a look at what's happening on the roads at 3:23. It's Mark DeLuca. We just heard the Griffin Trio performing Mendelssohn, and you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. That ensemble, a part of the Royal Conservatory of Music in Kerner Hall 2020-2021 season, just announced in the past, 24 hours or so. And with me in studio is Executive Director Mervyn Mehta.
The Oasis Look at the Arts is brought to you by Kerner Hall, one of the world's great concert halls, featuring the best in classical, jazz, world, and roots music. For more information, visit rcmusic.com/performance.
And we're listening to John Kamira Parker there, and he will join his brother and the rest of the Griffin Trio on December 6th at Kerner Hall as part of the 2020-2021 season. Mervyn, wonderful pairing of talents here and a bit of a family affair.
Well, all we've got to do is get their sister in to turn pages, and then we'll have everybody.
Liz, who works here with us.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Griffin Trio, as Canadian trios go, there's no one finer, and they're all over 12 years of Kerner Hall become very good friends. So you can't do a Beethoven festival without them.
John
Kimura, Jackie Parker was our first piano recitalist that ever came to Kerner Hall back in fall of 2009.
Is that true?
Yeah,
he was just here not too long ago.
He was
great to see him. Yeah,
and it's become a good personal friend as well. So I had to have him. And I asked the two brothers, Jamie and Jackie, I said, if we put you guys together, what could you do? So the printed program is an early Beethoven trio, a late Beethoven trio, and then Jackie's going to do the woodwind quintet in the middle. But then there's a little space at the end of the night for some hijinks, which we won't know until the day of the show.
Some sibling hijinks. Yeah, sounds
so
very good.
There may be a four hand, two piano. There may be something else at the end of the show.
And if you're a subscriber, you do have access now Sunday, December 6th for that particular concert. Let's get to some of these other chamber music concerts. And a person you've worked with a lot, we touched on it earlier, James Ennis, the violinist. He'll be with his Ennis Quartet and the new Orford String Quartet, including TSO Concertmaster Jonathan Crow, and just a nice pairing for chamber music fans then.
Well, this was, you know, the joy of working with James. He has friends all over the place, yep. and he's so knowledgeable about not only orchestral music, but the chamber repertoire, the recital repertoire. He has his own quartet, the Annis Quartet. So I knew he'd be the perfect person to help put this festival together. So we're going to open and close the festival with Jimmy playing all 10 violin sonatas of Beethoven. He'll play the first five in order on the opening night, and he'll play the next five in order on closing night. And in between, he'll do a concert with his quartet. So the quartet's going to play a Beethoven string quartet. The New Orford quartet's going to play a Beethoven string quartet. And then they're going to combine for the Ionescu Octet, which, you know, is a great companion piece after hearing all this Beethoven, because Ionescu was, you know, in some ways, very inspired by Beethoven, but also a bit of a disruptor as well.
And we like to mix up our programs in an evening too. It sort of helps our ear sometimes adjust to
absolutely
something different,
yeah.
And that's great. We were talking off air about what you're doing with Stuart Goodyear and Beethoven.
Well,
pretty fantastic.
Yeah, Stuart said, "Oh, you're doing Beethoven. Let me do all 32 piano sonatas again." And I said, "Stu, we did that a few years ago." He continues to do that around the world, by
right.
the way, once or twice a year. But then he said, you know, I can and would love to play the Liszt transcription of Beethoven 9. So he's going to do the entire Beethoven 9 symphony for solo piano. We're going to add in the fourth movement, as the symphony does, four singers and a choir on stage with him, just kind of circling around the piano like you're in a cocktail lounge, right? And the first half of the concert, as if that's not hard enough for Stuart, he's writing a world premiere piano quintet for himself and the Penderecki quartet. Penderecki Quartet, Canadians mostly living in Hamilton, and it'll be a Beethoven-inspired piano quintet that Stuart will premiere that
Boy,
night.
Boy, you're keeping the man busy, to be sure. Anne-Marie McDermott and the Rolston String Quartet at some point as well.
Again, another evening of quartet and solo piano, and so they'll each be doing one. Anne-Marie's going to do the Moonlight Sonata, and the Rolstons are going to be doing string quartet number seven, the Razumovsky, one of the Razumovskys. But then they're going to get together to play the Piano Concerto number five, but arranged by this gentleman, Mr. Lachman, for string quartet and piano. So you'll hear the full Emperor Concerto, but for string quartet and piano.
So much chamber music to explore. rcmusic.com for the full info of the 2020-2021 season. Beautiful Kerner Hall, and we're going to get into more. We'll get into the orchestral works in just a moment, but we'll hear some music right now. The music of 2019 Gramophone Artist of the Year, Víkingur Ólafsson, and the Icelandic Glenn Gould, as he's known. He'll be at Kerner Hall on February 7th, 2021. It's part of a brand new season of announcements. And with me this hour, the executive director, Mervon Mehta. Nice catch, by the way, with Víkingur.
Well, you know, we're very interested in him artistically, and we're going to see how he does. If he brings his own chair, I'm going to get nervous.
Right. That's very true. Good one. Seongjin Cho, Tuesday, March 23rd.
The return of Seongjin Cho. He won the Chopin competition a few years ago when we had two Canadian medalists as well. But Seongjin was the winner that year. He floored us the first time he was with us 2 years ago. So we immediately invited him back.
And this is part of your sort of a larger reaching piano series that you put
yes.
together.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm seeing here Jean-Yves Thibaudet.
So there's you know, an aging pianist who's making his debut. We've been trying to get Jean-Yves here for many, many years. And he's brought a program of the complete Preludes of Debussy, books one and two.
And you've got the King's Singers on February 21st, just having a look at that one. That's sort of an interesting program.
I think of all the artists over 12 years, they've been with us maybe more than anybody else.
Okay.
They seem to come every 2 or 3 years. A terrific bunch, British a cappella choir group, and a very interesting program of finding harmony between warring factions all over the world.
just looking at the string concerts you've got, I mean, gosh, we could go on and on here. But, and I know you had an incredible day yesterday with your subscribers really responding to what you've done. But Misha Maisky Trio, February 19th, so many others. Who am I?
Renaud Capuçon, who's never been with us. Gauthier Capuçon's brother, who's the violinist.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Yeah. I wasn't sure about the sibling factor.
Yeah, playing with his pianist is Beatrice Arana, who's been with us as a solo artist.
Guidon Kremer coming up in March 21st.
Yeah. Guidon, and a very interesting eclectic program from Guidon as well with his chamber ensemble.
All right, we're about to, we have to check out the entire 2020-2021 concert season, including jazz, world, pop, and dance. Will be announced on June 9th, but for the time being, become a subscriber, rcmusic.com for full info. And we're going to leave with a little Violon Dubois because they are performing as part of your season as well. And Mervon, just a wonderful, wonderful list of concerts and combinations and new ideas and premieres. So thank you again for what you've
done.
Thanks.
I can't believe the hour's up.
I know. I can't believe it either. All right. Le Violon Dubois in performance. They'll be at Kerner Hall in 2021.